The daily mindfulness must be stabilized until it becomes very stable. Like there is upacara samadhi. It hasn't entered apana or excess concentration. This can only happen after your mindfulness has entered sati, means mind has entered sati. Then use this heedful state to be aware of everything that is going on in life. Then you use this heedful state to live your daily life and aware of everything that is going on. You will develop wisdom via seeing things as they are. After that, you do not need that type of stable, collected, unwavering mind in apana or upacara samadhi to help you remain peaceful anymore. They are only needed initially for you to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena, into the universal characteristics of nature, to realize the wisdom. Because without this upacara samadhi, your mindfulness is too weak and you cannot see things as they are, where your mind will stir, which means you cannot insight into the universal characteristics of nature as yet. But you cannot be with the moment of awareness without thought, to see via the direct seeing, the continuous arising, sustaining, and passing away of all phenomena within the moment. This insight can only come about without thoughts. You can only awaken to it via the direct seeing without thought, when your mindfulness and samadhi are very stable. That is, when you can see things as they are within the moment very clearly, and your awareness can be with the phenomena during the moment of its arising, sustaining, and passing away. There and then, you awaken. You will start to see them very clearly, and later on, you will see them everywhere. There is a reason why I always said, truth is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. Why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. You can only do that when your mundane mind has already collapsed and you have perfect mindfulness. Otherwise, you cannot see, because the mind without wisdom is always clouded by thought due to avijja, paccaya, sankhara. The mundane mind always come out and cloud your true nature or true mind and make you heedless. And amazingly fast, you become heedless. So that question is rather important, because by now, you should understand that formal meditation alone does not bring about the real meditation, where you still need to cultivate daily mindfulness, which is the most important. And you must do it until throughout the day, most of the time. I will not say all the time, but most of the time, you are just aware and silent. Body and mind just move as one. The mind is always with the phenomena, moving as one, either with the physical, mental, or nature's phenomena. They are always one together. Means the phenomena and the awareness, they move as one, or what we call specific phenomena awareness. When you are in that state, you will know. The form and mind will know. Then you start to see a lot of things which you never see before. Because when the mind is silent, there is awareness. And you can start to insight into a lot of things. Not only you are aware of your mental intention and subtle defilement, the subtle suffering and delusion, the minor conceit, etc. Everything else, you start to see them clearly. The mind is so different at that level. It is totally different. And for this to happen, you must go through the cultivation to understand, where the mind become very sensitive, very, very tranquil, still, and just aware. Otherwise, it is just what I am sharing with you, okay?